Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Elizabeth, and boy, quite the flurry of activity. I've been out of town, and at one point during my time doing the radio show, I totally forgot that I was supposed to do it, and then I I set up an alarm for myself so I would always remember. And anyway, this morning in the flurry of activity, I heard my alarm go off, and I'm like, oh, what is that about? I completely forgot. So anyway, I hope this is working. My laptop is not showing that this is actually happening. So let me see if I can try to refresh that, and I will just trust that everything's good and that we're on the air. So okay, there we go. I refreshed. It looks like I'm good. So sorry for the delay. Sorry for the crazy chaos. So anyway, I'll go ahead and do my tuning in chant. Thank you. Om Namo. Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient divine infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And when I was saying I bow, I somehow, it was interesting because you, in Eastern cultures, this is a kind of a more of a standard thing, like you would bow to somebody, or like in India, you would touch their feet and you're honoring them. So I saw myself with my head bowing to my own feet, which was really pretty cool and interesting and intriguing. And the angels are telling me now, they want to chime in right away. They're saying that you need to remember this image, dear Elizabeth Sadhu, because you don't bow to yourself enough and to your inner guidance. You think that you do. Oh, I'm going to get really choked up here. You think that you do, but you don't. You don't totally trust, and you don't totally believe that you're a most magnificent being. Yeah, it's true. I've been working hard to get there. Boy, I've been working hard to get there, as a few of you know. Anyway, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I love hanging out with the dogs, is they just are so loving and accepting. You know, they just are so sweet. Anyway, I have a few people out there I know who really get me on a very deep level, and I want to say thank you to them. And I know my husband's not listening right now. In fact, I don't know if I ever really want him to listen. He's not a woo-woo guy. But I thank him also, because he is so appreciative of me and so loving and wonderful to me. And so I just feel very, very blessed to have him. And Michael, if you're listening, I think you are. Thank you also to you too. For I love it when I say to you, do you know what I mean? And you're like, of course I know what you mean. You always know what I mean. So thank you, dear angels, for that image. And they're saying, they're shaking their pom-poms and they're saying, please, please, please remember this. They're saying, no matter what shape or size you are, no matter what state of mind you're in, no matter what you eat or don't eat, it's all perfect. It's all good. And they're saying, just please, dearest, drop the judgment of yourself. I know that this is also really relevant for many, many, many out there. This is not just for me. But, of course, you know, it often seems like it's really pertinent to me. And, of course, they are telling me directly that this is what I need to do. So when I chant Om Namo Gurudev Namo, I will now see this image of me bowing at my own feet. And In East Indian culture in India, people will touch each other's feet, and then they'll take that their finger and touch it at their third eye point. And there's a saying called the dust of the saint's feet. And so when you touch someone's feet, you're honoring them as a saint. And so it's a very sweet, very lovely practice. So anyway, the whole saint word is hard to take, right? It's hard to take in. But they're saying, take it in, baby, take it in. And I know Sadhu, one of the meanings for my word, my name Sadhu, is saint. So, okay, I'm going to try to just integrate. I'm going to let that all just kind of sink into me and mush into me. And, yeah, okay. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it in. I'm taking it in. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, gosh, just a lot of stuff going on some level, and not so much on another level. I've been taking care of some friends' dogs, and it's been very lovely, very sweet, out of town. The weather has just been this incredible fall gorgeousness weather. Like, oh my gosh, I'm looking outside now at these gorgeous trees and the sun, and I'll go take the dog for a walk pretty soon. And it's just really very blissful. And today's my last day after a couple of weeks. And now I'm really excited to get home and be with my husband at home. He rode his bike down yesterday to see me, 108 miles. And he's so cute. He went to bed at 8 o'clock, although he said he really had such a good time. And he does. He loves, it's really like his meditation time, you know, so it's pretty sweet for him. And I so appreciate that he comes to see me like that. We have one car, so I have the car that I'm using for the dogs and stuff. Anyway, we all have stuff, right? We all have things going on. And I think that as a human race, we tend to be hard on ourselves. I mean, you know, you do meet people who you think, boy, they have a big ego. But I've often been felt very convinced that they are saying it out loud so much because they actually don't really believe it. So sometimes it's hard to remember that in the moment when you're meeting someone and they seem like they're very puffed up and very, you know, pushy and like an egomaniac kind of thing. But trying to remember that they are probably less confident than even than the average person. They just like push it outward and are trying to convince themselves. So anyway, okay, the angels are saying they want me to do the chant for miracles, that I'm pushing through some stuff right now. You know, bowing to myself and recognizing myself for who I am, really, 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 really acknowledging. And it will feel like a miracle to get to that other side. So they're saying, do the chant for miracles. It helps me feel good at any rate. So here we go. Dun dun ram das guru jinasiriyatanesavariya. Puri hoe karamata apasir jinahare dhariya sikki ate sangati parabrahmakara namasakariya atala atha ho tolatu tera antana para variya jinita sevya bokara setu de para utariya laba loba kamakrodha maho maraka de tu de sa para variya Dana sa tera tana hai, sach tera pe sakariya. Nanak tu lehna tu hai, guru amara tu vichariya. Guru ditta tamana sadariya, guru ditta tamana sadariya. And their angels are telling me they want me to immediately do another chant, and it's the fifth puri from Japji Sahib, which is the very beginning of the Sikh Holy Book. And this is one they've said is aiding all of our ascension process, our movement into the new earth. And so this is for everyone. I mean, the chant for miracles is for everyone, certainly, but this is like very specifically for all of us. So, Tapia Najai, Kita Nahoe, Ape Ap Naran Jinasoe, Jinaseviat in the Bayaman, Nanika Gavia Guninadan, Gavia Sunya Manarakia Bao, Duka Parahara Sukagare Lejai, Guru Makanadam, Guru Makavedam, Guru Makarahia Samai, Guru Isura Guru Gora Kabarama, Guru Parabati Mai, Jeho Jana Aka Nahi Kehna Katana Jai, Gura Ikade Bujai, Sabana Jia Ka Ikadata, So Me Visarana Jai. Well, you know, I mean, if anyone's been listening to me for a while, they know that chanting is really kind of my thing, that sound current. And so it's very, very soothing for me. It's very blissful. It's it just makes me feel good. It helps my mind be more still. It helps me to not get so caught up in stuff. I use it at night when I lay down to go to sleep. So anyway, it's pretty sweet, lovely gift that I have that's been given to me and that I've embraced, because I do feel it's a gift. And the angels are wanting me to tell everyone that as you listen to this show, you are healed. It's hard for me to say that out loud, but I need to believe. So anyway, I know last week I had a bad stomach ache and I still did the show, and I did feel better after doing the show. So anyway, one of the interesting things that's popped up recently is, I've been really longing to do more portrait photography. It's a lovely hobby of mine. Never have wanted to do it professionally because it means you'd have to shoot weddings, which we've done a few of, but oh my gosh, it's kind of torturous because you just cannot relax at all, and it's kind of a one-time, you know, event. You got to catch it. So anyway, but I love, love, love doing portraits. My husband and I just shot a little session with some friends, and my husband and I are very good at getting people to relax, and we pass the camera back and forth, and I can get really silly and get people laughing and stuff. And so anyway, I hope to do more of that. It's just kind of my gift. It's a gift that I have that I'm quite good at, and it's my gift to the world. And so, anyway, not sure why I said that here now. Who knows if anyone's here listening to this who would be interested, but certainly locally. So the lady is telling me I have 60 seconds left, and so that's very cool. And I couldn't believe this is one of my most rushed times that I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 10 o'clock, trying to dial. And you have to dial the number. Of course, I have it programmed in. But then you have a host call ID number, which I do not have memorized. So I was trying to wait for it to boot up on the computer and just having one of those like, moments. So anyway, just cracking up. And but the message received today, so, so appreciated. So Om Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow. And I see myself, what a lovely image, bowing at my feet. So I am so appreciative and grateful for that image. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And please, everyone, have a beautiful, blessed day wherever you are. Much love.